The other one you're going to deal with is Mammon. Whole different teaching, but Mammon is Baal's treasurer. This one is prevalent in this area. If you were present when Chuck Pierce was here last June, he exposed this. I believe it was exposed twice. He exposed it verbally and said there's a spirit of death over this region, Anubis. And if you look at what's happened in this region, we've got to deal with that as a body. Our leaders are dying. Our leaders are being attacked. And the seventh one is perversion. I think you can understand that from looking at what the roots of Freemasonry is. It's all seeped in perversion. So if someone in your family line has been in Freemasonry, these are the spirits that are going to be in operation. So, sister, the things that you're going to have to address when you pray for your mom, these are spirits that have a legal right to hover over that structure that they sow their money into. Because your money is redeemed by your 10% or whatever the Lord has you give, you have the authority to clean that space out for her. But this is what they're going to be constantly dealing with. We see these spirits operating in the Rochester region and in New York State. Do you remember when George Pataki was governor? George was not a Mason, but he publicly became a Mason because they needed, their ranks were dwindling so much they weren't reaching the next generation, which was part of our discussion at the break. They're looking for a way to get into the next two generations. And by having the governor and most presidents are Freemasons, many of them didn't know anything about it, but they made him Freemason so they could claim it, and they have a hold over them. Whole different story. You can start to do the research on our presidents. There's a whole bunch of things in our history that needs to be cleansed. But that was a form of advertisement for them, to advertise the Masons when they were dwindling around the country. That was the latest invitation for darkness to hover over New York State when he made his proclamations that Masons would be welcomed in our state. We say that only Jesus Christ will be welcomed and the Holy Spirit of the Most High God will be welcomed in this state. That's part of what Randy Baker and Pray New York are doing with the groups all around the state, is saying we're closing the doors to this stuff and we're opening the doors to the King of Kings. So when you're praying with someone about Freemasonry, it's important to know that these spirits are involved so you can forbid them from operating. Jesus gave us permission to bind and loose. The literal terms there, don't have time to do that teaching, are to forbid is binding, and to permit. They're legal terms in the Greek there. And so we can forbid them. Whatever's been forbidden in heaven, are Freemasons forbidden in heaven? Is idol worship forbidden in heaven? Then you can forbid it wherever you go. You're his ambassador. You are his signet ring. They should all be on your handout. Did I write them on the handout? Okay, page 5 of your handout. I tried to put key points down because I know I'm going fast. You also have to have an understanding of the roots of the ancient Egyptian structure. So not only do you have to understand these seven spirits are involved, but you have to understand that you're dealing with the gods that were worshipped: Isis, Osiris, Het, Set, Horus, and Nephthys. In ancient times, they would have made blood sacrifices to these no-gods of Freemasonry and to their obelisks. I'm going to tell you something factual. But they still do it today. So, outside the Vatican and in Rome, the Romans took an obelisk from Egypt. Remember, that was part of the Roman Empire. And they brought it to the Circus Maximus. You know what the Circus Maximus was? That's where they had all of the Christians fight against lions and against each other and against gladiators. That's the place where the believers were martyred and killed by lions and tigers, and the blood of the saints was spilled at the base of that obelisk. They were sacrificing to Isis, Osiris, and Horus the blood of my brothers and sisters, our spiritual ancestors. After a period of time, one of the popes became fascinated with the obelisk. After all, they are interesting geometric structures. And the pope had it moved to the Vatican. He had the blood cleaned off of it, and now that obelisk is the obelisk of the Immaculate Conception. You can see it there. But you see how the enemy tries to plant his pieces to sabotage what the Lord wants us to do. There is a lot of perversion in Freemasonry. So from now on, when you read the Word of God, you can have a better understanding of what it is that the ancient Hebrews, our forefathers in the faith from Abraham on, were facing when they had to face these things. You can understand the structure and the worship structure that the children of Israel were set free from that is trying to swallow our children today. The same idolatrous quicksand is swirling around us now. And a lot of people have been sucked in. A lot of the next generation are unaware of what you're now aware of. The Israelites, the Hebrews were literally forced to build idolatrous structures to the no-gods of Isis, Osiris, and Horus, and several others. That is what they're trying to do with our society now. So, here's where we're going. The resources that I got gleaned from are here. The one that I read from is Masonry Beyond the Light by William Chauvelin. It's an excellent book. It's about that thick. He's an ex-Mason. He combines a lot of things and brings them to bear so you don't have to go into some of the books I'd rather not touch. But they're there for that. Now, we said we're going to get you out of here at 1 o'clock. That means we're not going to finish all of this. It takes me 45 minutes to read through this. That's what we're going to do. Because when you repent, it is spoken. Jesus said, when you pray, think. Now he said, when you pray, say. Because when you say this, you are alerting every fiber of your body. My soul hears and believes. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Every demonic force that has had legal right to your bloodline hears. You're putting them on notice. So the last page of this is the reference of where it came from. This is updated from what a lot of people have used. And if you've ministered deliverance to people bound in Freemasonry, this has some things added to it that includes both sides of that hierarchy and things that the Lord has revealed in the past 5 to 6 years from people who have come out of Freemasonry. Originally it came from a group in New Zealand, and that's what most of us have been using. That's still an excellent publication to use. So you got all the references to that. So if you or any other person, I'm going to let you sit. I never sit when I'm doing spiritual warfare. So if you want to stand, you can. It will be a while to read through this. But we're going to read through these things out loud together. I intend to stop at every degree and just let Holy Spirit speak to you if there's something you need to do. So where you see first degree, second degree, whatnot. So what we're doing is we are repenting, we are renouncing, we are breaking. And at the end, we're just going to pray the fruit and the gifts of the Spirit over us to replace what the enemy tried to put on our bloodline. So if you're praying with someone in the future, literally we find that most deliverance now, because so many things tie back into Freemasonry, most deliverance we do, if we don't know the person and their past, or they don't know their past, even though they filled out the personal ministry packet questionnaire, we have them go through this first, and it breaks most of the things that they didn't even know about because of all the stuff that's tied back in. All the false religion and things like that. So, let's start. We're going to start on Father God. Father God, I come before you to repent and confess my sins, my transgressions, and my iniquities. Lord, each of the sins that I'm about to pray will include automatically every one of my sins, my transgressions, and my iniquities. The sins, transgressions, and iniquities of my forefathers all the way back to Adam and Eve, including my father, my mother, and all of my ancestors all the way back to Adam and Eve. I am including all the sins, transgressions, and iniquities of any and all authority figures, including, but not limited to, adopted parents, godparents, and foster parents that may have been over me and my ancestors on both sides of my family, father and mother, all the way back to Adam and Eve. Father God, creator of heaven and earth, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. I come as a sinner seeking forgiveness and cleansing from all sins committed against you and others in your image. I honor my earthly father and mother and all of my ancestors of flesh and blood and by adoption, but I utterly turn away from and renounce all their sins. I forgive all my ancestors for the effects of their sins on my children and me. I confess and renounce all of my own sins. I renounce Satan and all of his works in my family and in me. I renounce and forsake all involvement in Freemasonry or any other lodge or craft by my ancestors and myself. I renounce witchcraft, the principal spirit behind Freemasonry, and I renounce Baphomet, the spirit of Antichrist, and the curse of the Luciferian doctrine. I renounce the idolatry, blasphemy, sorcery, and deception of Masonry at every level. I specifically renounce the insincerity, the love of position and power, the love of money, covetousness, and greed, and the pride that would have led my ancestors into Masonry. I renounce all fears that held them in Masonry, especially the fears of death, fears of men, and fears of trusting in the name of Jesus Christ. I renounce every position held in the lodge by any of my ancestors, including Tyre, Master, Worshipful Master, or any other. I renounce the calling of any man Master, for Jesus Christ is my only Master and Lord, and he forbids anyone else having that title. I renounce the entrapping of others into Masonry and observing the helplessness of others during the rituals. I renounce the effects of Masonry passed on to me through any female ancestor who felt distrusted or rejected by her husband as he entered and attended any lodge and refused to tell her of his secret activities. So now we're going to cover the things in the Blue Lodge. That's the first three levels. First degree. I renounce the oaths taken by any of my ancestors or me and the curses involved in the first or entered apprentice degree, especially their effects on the throat and tongue. I renounce the hoodwink, the blindfold, and its effects on emotions and eyes, including all confusion, fear of the dark, fear of the light, and fear of sudden noises. I renounce the secret word Boaz and all it means. I renounce the mixing and mingling of truth and error and the blasphemy of degree of Freemasonry. I renounce the noose around the neck, the fear of choking, and also every spirit causing asthma, hay fever, emphysema, and any other breathing difficulty. I renounce the compass point, sword or spear held against the breast, the fear of death by stabbing pain, and the fear of heart attack from this degree. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now pray for the healing of the throat, vocal cords, nasal passages, sinus, bronchial tubes, allergies, and asthma, for healing of the speech area, and the release of the Word of God to me and through my family and me. And when you're praying with someone, just give them time to receive in case they've been involved or a part, especially being a child or a grandchild of this. second degree. I renounce the oaths taken by any of my ancestors or me and the curses involved in the second or fellow craft degree of masonry, especially the curses on the heart and chest. I renounce the secret words jackin and shibboleth and all that these mean. I cut off emotional hardness, apathy, indifference, unbelief, and deep anger from my family and me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for the healing of the chest, lung, heart area, and for the healing of any emotions, and ask to be made sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God. Third degree. I renounce the oaths taken by any of my ancestors or me and the curses involved in the third or master mason degree, especially the curses on the stomach and womb area. I renounce the secret words Mahabon, Machaben, Mahabina, and Tubal-Cain, and all that they mean. I renounce the spirit of death from the blows to the head enacted as ritual murder, the fear of death, false martyrdom, fear of violent gain attack, assault or rape, and the helplessness of this degree. I renounce the falling into the coffin or stretcher involved in the ritual murder. I renounce the false resurrection of this degree because only Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. I also renounce the blasphemous kissing of the Bible on a witchcraft oath. I cut off all spirits of death, witchcraft and deception, and in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for the healing of the stomach, gallbladder, womb, liver, and any other organs of my body affected by masonry. And I ask for a release of compassion and understanding for my family and me. Now we're going to begin going up the York right side of the ladder. I renounce the oaths taken by any of my ancestors or me and the penalties and curses involved in the York Rite of Freemasonry, including these degrees, the fourth degree. Mark Master, the secret word Joppa, the keystone mark, and the penalty of having the right ear smote off, causing permanent deafness, and the right hand chopped off, being an imposter. So if you know someone that's dealing with deafness and this is in your family line, this is a time to pray for their ears, especially the inner workings of the eardrum and anvil, to be set free from the curse structure that's released through this degree. The fifth degree, past master, with the penalty of having my split from top tip to root. Sixth degree, most excellent master, with the penalty of having my breast torn open and vital organs removed and exposed to rot on the dunghill. Seventh degree, the Holy Royal Arch, the secret words, Jabalon, and the penalty of having my brain exposed to the scorching rays of the meridian sun. I renounce false communions or Eucharist, all mockery, skepticism, and unbelief about the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. This is the rite in which they defile the communion. Eighth degree, Royal Master, the oaths, secret words, and curses. Ninth degree, Select Master, and the penalties of having my hands chopped off to the stumps, my eyes plucked out from their sockets, my body quartered and thrown among the rubbish of the temple. 10th degree, excellent master, in the penalties of having my thumbs cut off, my eyes put out, my body bound in fetters and brass and conveyed captive to a strange land. 11th degree, Knight's Order of the Red Cross, and the penalties of having my house torn down, the timbers thereof set up, and I being hanged thereon. 12th degree, Knight's Templar, the secret word Cab Rioth, and the penalty of having my head struck off and placed on the highest sphere of Christendom. Now, do you see a link with any world religion here? That's how they tie in. This is the Knights Templar. You know, one of the reasons why they do that is because of the retaliation of the Crusades. 13th degree. Knights of Malta and the secret word Mahal Shashal Hashbaz. Now we're going to go into the Scottish Rite. I renounce the oaths taken by any of my ancestors or me and the curses involved in the ancient and accepted Scottish Rite, including, in the fourth degree, secret master and the secret word Adonai and the penalties of all former degrees. The fifth degree, perfect master, the secret word Mahabon, and the penalty of being smitten to the earth and with a setting maul. By the way, that's what Jael did. She took the maul and the vav and took it to Sisera. That's what they're talking about here. That's what happened to Masons who tried to renounce these vows. The sixth degree, intimate secretary, the secret word Jehovah, and the penalty of having my body dissected and my vital organs cut into pieces and thrown to the beasts of the field. The seventh degree, provost and judge, the secret word Hiram Tito Siviki, and the penalty of having my nose cut off. If you have people who have respiratory diseases, sometimes it's tied to this issue here. So be ready to minister to them if they recall that when you're ministering to someone. Eighth degree, intendant of the building, the secret word Akar Jai Ja, and the penalties of having my eyes put out, my body cut in two, and my bowels exposed. Ninth degree, elected knights of the nine, the secret words Nekam and Neka, and the penalty of having my head cut off and stuck on the highest pole in the east as a monument of my villainy. The tenth degree, illustrious elect of 15, the secret word Elegam, and the penalties of having my body open perpendicularly and horizontally, exposed to the air for 8 hours so that flies may prey on it, and for my head to be cut off and placed on the highest pinnacle in the world. 11th degree. Sublime knights elect of the 12, the secret word Stolken Adonai, and the penalty of having my right hand cut, my hand cut in twain. 12th degree, grandmaster architect, the secret word Rabbanim and penalties. The 13th degree, knight of the ninth Ark of Solomon, the secret word Jehovah, and the penalty of my body being given to the beasts of forest as prey. The 14th degree, grand elect, perfect and sublime mason, for the penalty of having my body cut open and my bowels given to the vultures for food. Now we're going to move into the next level. If you remember that hierarchy I showed you on the slide, Council of the Princes of Jerusalem. I renounce the oaths taken and any of my ancestors or me and the curses involved in the Council of the Princes of Jerusalem degrees of masonry. The 15th degree, Knights of the East and the secret word Raphodom. 16th degree, Prince of Jerusalem, the secret word Tebet Adar, and the penalty of being stripped naked and having my heart pierced with a poignard. Now we're going to move into the chapter of the Rose Cruce. I renounce the oaths taken by any of my ancestors or me and the curses involved in the chapter of the Rosicrucis degrees of Freemasonry. The 17th degree. Knights of the East and West, the secret word Abaddon, and the penalty of incurring the wrath of the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth. 18th degree. Knight of the Pelican and the Eagle and Sovereign Prince Rosicrucis of Herodom, the secret words Igne Natura Renovetur Integra, and the penalties of being forever deprived of the word, to be perpetually in darkness, my blood continually running from my body, and to suffer with the most cruel remorse for the soul. That the bitterest gall mixed with vinegar may be my constant drink, and the sharpest thorns be my pillow, and death on the cross complete my punishment. I renounce and reject the Pelican witchcraft spirit, and the occult influence of the Rosicrucians and the Kabbalah at this degree. I renounce that the death of Christ was a dire calamity, and also the deliberate mockery and twisting of the Christian doctrine of the atonement. I renounce the blasphemy and rejection of the deity of Christ and the mockery of the communion taken in this degree, including the biscuit, salt, and white wine. So at this point, they're literally now committing themselves to Lucifer. This is what happened. They've now committed the ultimate of blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Okay, now the Council of Kadosh. I renounce the oaths taken by any of my ancestors or me and the curses involved in the Council of Kadosh degrees of Freemasonry. The 19th degree, Grand Pontiff and the secret word Emmanuel. The 20th degree, Grand Master of Symbolic Lodges, the secret words Jackson Stolken, and the penalties of all former obligations. 21st degree. Noachite of Prussian Night and the secret word Peleg. The 22nd degree. Knight of the Royal Axe and the secret words Noah Bezali Sedonis. 23rd degree. Chief of the Tabernacle. The words Uriel Jehovah, penalty that the earth should open up and engulf me up to my neck so I perish. The 24th degree, Prince of the Tabernacle, and the penalty that I should be stoned to death and my body left above ground to rot. 25th degree, Knight of the Brazen Serpent, the secret words Moses Johannes, and the penalty that I have my heart eaten by venomous snakes. Now remember, we started Colorado on the false 25th meridian based on Washington, D.C., based on this degree. So this is what's surrounding the east side of the state of Colorado. So when they dedicate something, this is what they're doing. This is what we undo when the Lord gives us revelation to undo lands and regions that have been defiled. The 26th degree, Prince of Mercy, the secret words Gomel and Jehovah Jachin, and the penalty of condemnation and spite by the entire universe. 27th degree, Knight Commander of the Temple, and the secret words Solomon, and the penalty of receiving the severest wrath of God inflicted upon me. 28th degree. Knight Commander of the Sun or Prince Adept, the secret words Stibium, and the penalties of having my tongue thrust through with a red hot iron, my eyes plucked out, my senses of smelling and hearing removed, my hands cut off, and in that condition being left for voracious animals to devour me or executed by lightning from heaven. 29th degree. Grand Scottish Knight of St. Andrew and the secret words, Nechama Frulak. The 30th degree. Council of Kadosh, Grand Pontiff, and Knight of the Black and White Eagle, the secret words Emmanuel, Stibium, Akalbar, Parash Kol, and all they mean, with all the former penalties applied. Now we're going to look at the Consistory of Sublime Princes of the Royal Sect. So what we're doing is we're moving up that hierarchy. You can grab them off the internet if you really want to know where they are. I renounce oaths taken by any of my ancestors or me, and the curses involved in the Consistory of Sublime Princes of the Royal Sect degrees of Freemasonry, including 31st degree, Grand Inspector, Inquisitor, Commander. I renounce all the gods and goddesses of Egypt which are honored in this degree, including Anubis and the Ram's Head, all sun gods, including Ra, Re, Eten, and Orsis, and Isis, the sister and wife of Osiris, and also the moon goddess. I renounce the mother goddess Diana or Artemis. I renounce the soul of Cheres, a false symbol of immortality, the chamber of the dead, and the false teaching of reincarnation. Now, this one is important for Rochester. If you look there, one of the gods that's worshipped here is Anubis. That was the spirit specifically identified by Prophet Chuck Pierce last June. Its statues are erected in the B concourse of the Rochester International Airport as pieces of art, but they are familiar objects that have opened a portal over this region for a spirit of death. You notice that it's with the ram's head, so if you go and look at that piece of artwork, that's what you're looking at. 32nd degree. Sublime Prince of the Royal Secret and its secret words, Falal Parash Kol. I renounce Masonry's false Trinitarian deity, Om, and its parts, Brahma the Creator, Vishnu the Preserver, and Shiva the Destroyer. I renounce the deity of Aruma Mazda, and the claimed spirit or source of all light, when worshipped with fire, which is an abomination to God, and the drinking from a human skull in some rites. If you don't know about false Eastern religions, this is where they all tie in through here. The 33rd degree. Now, this is the west border of the state of Colorado. Grand Sovereign Inspector General, the secret words, Demolay Harim Abith, Frederick of Prussia, Micah, Maka, Belim, and Adonai, and its penalties being all the former ones, including having my tongue torn out by its roots, I renounce and forsake the declaration that Lucifer is God. I renounce the cable toe around the neck. I renounce the death wish that the wine drunk from a human skull should turn to poison, and the skull whose totems invited the oath of this degree is violated. I renounce the three infamous assassins of the Grand Master, which are law, property, and religion, and the greed and witchcraft involved in the attempt to manipulate and control the rest of mankind. Now, this next one only exists in the United States. It's the Shriners. I renounce all oaths taken by my ancestors or me, and the curses and penalties involved in the ancient Arabic order of the nobles of the mystic shrine. I renounce the piercing of the eyeballs with the three-edged blade, the flailing of the feet and being forced to walk on hot sands upon the sterile shores of the Red Sea until the flaming sun shall strike me with a livid plague. I renounce the madness, the hoodwink, the mocking hanging, the mock beheading, the mock drinking of the blood of the victim, the mock dog urinating on the initiate, the offering of urine as commemoration. I renounce the worship of a false god, Allah, and the God as a God of our fathers.
Are there someone, sorry, I want to say,
Okay, so some of you have incomplete handouts. We'll continue reading. We'll get you those last pages. So, the Shriners, the fez they wear, do you know where that comes from? Do you know why the fez used to be white, but because in the Crusades the fez was trampled on the blood of the slain Muslims, they became red? Guess who they're committing their allegiance to here? We just renounced Allah. So when you begin to research these and you begin to see where these things are, Islam is tied to Freemasonry. So if you have them, read along. Now, these are all the other degrees, sects, secret lodges, and societies. I renounce any other secret words attributing false gods' names to God and idolatrous symbols such as the Horus or all-seeing eye, which is the emblem of Osiris, the sun god, the creator worshipped by the ancient Egyptians and passed off on current-day Masons as the eye of the one true God. The G, which is the lower degree Masons are told represents geometry or the great architect of the universe, who upper degree Masons learn is Lucifer, but actually can stand for whatever god one chooses, and in books of the upper degrees means generating principle or the phallus. The blazing star actually symbolizes various pagan gods and witchcraft. The obelisk, which symbolizes a phallus or penis, is an emblem of the resurrection, but not Christian resurrection. The mark in the form of squares and angles, which marks the person for life. The point within a circle, which the first three degree Masons are taught, represents the individual Mason inside the bonds of Masonic duty, which is revealed to the upper levels Mason to represent sexual union of Osiris and Isis, signifying the prolific powers of nature. The Masonic square and compass, which likewise represent the sex act. The apron, a Masonic symbol belief that salvation must be earned, which is the direct violation of Scripture. The jewel or talisman, which may have been made from this mark sign and worn at lodge meetings. The Shriner's Fez, which celebrates Muslim massacre of 50,000 Christians in the Moroccan city of Fez, and all others. I renounce all allegiances to individuals or organizations that are in conflict with the primary allegiance of my life, Jesus Christ, as revealed in God's Word, the Bible. I ask God to cut off all these curses and their effects on me and my family. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for the healing of any area where healing is needed by any of us. I'm waning. Some of you have dealt with Freemasonry, and so there may be a healing. If you're ministering to someone, take time to let them get the healing they need by the Holy Spirit. Now, I renounce all other oaths taken by any of my ancestors or me, the rituals and the curses of every other lodge, degree, and order involved in Freemasonry anywhere in the world. These include, in part, Prince Hall Masonry, the lodge structure for American blacks, the Allied Degrees, the Grand Orient Lodges of France, Italy, Central and South America, the Red Cross of Constantine, the Order of the Secret Monitor, the Masonic Royal Order of Scotland, the Order of Anarath, and the Women's Orders of the Eastern Star, of the Ladies of Oriental Shrine, and of the Wet Shrine of Jerusalem, the Girls' Orders of the Daughters of the Eastern Star, the International Orders of Job's Daughters and of the Rainbow, and the Boys' Order of De Molay. I renounce any involvement by my ancestors or me in all secret societies which ties to the Masons, such as Mormonism, the Royal Order of Jesters, the Manchester Unity Order of Odd Fellows, the Independent Order of Odd Fellows, and its women's auxiliary called the International Association of Rebecca Assemblies, Buffaloes, Druids, Foresters, Orange, Elks, moose and eagles lodges, the Ku Klux Klan, the white supremacy movement, the Grange, the woodmen of the world, riders of the red robe, the knights of Pythias, the mystic order of the veiled prophets of the enchanted realm, and their effects on me and my family. I renounce the New World Order, the One World Government, the Illuminati, the Cesphiological Society, Kabbalah, and all other organizations involved with the Masons in the satanic conspiracy to rule the world, including Scientology. I renounce the ancient pagan teaching of the first tracing board, the second tracing board, and the third tracing board used in the ritual of the Blue Lodge. I renounce the pagan ritual of the point within a circle with all its bondages and phallus worship. I renounce the occult mysticism of the black and white mosaic checkered floor with the tessellated border and the five-pointed blazing star. I renounce the symbol G and its veiled peglin symbolism and bondages. I renounce and utterly forsake the great architect of the universe who is revealed in the higher degrees as Lucifer and his false claim to be the universal fatherhood of God. I also renounce the false claim that Lucifer is the morning star and shining one, and I declare that Jesus Christ is the bright morning star of Revelation 22:16. I renounce the all-seeing third eye of Masonry or Horus in the forehead and the obelisk and their pagan and occult symbolism. I renounce all false communions taken, all mockery of the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, all unbelief, confusion, and depression, and all worship of Lucifer as God. I renounce the forsake the lie of Freemasonry that man is not sinful but just imperfect and so can redeem himself through good works. I rejoice that the Bible states that I cannot do a single thing to earn my salvation, but I can only be saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ and what he accomplished on the cross of Calvary. Father God, I repent and seek forgiveness for these sins by my ancestors and me, of walking on unholy ground, including Freemasonry, Mormon, Muslim mosque, occult, and pagan property dedicated to the worship of false gods. For the sin of idolatry committed by my ancestors and me, of looking to anyone or anything other than the one true Savior, Jesus Christ, for salvation, rescue, protection, or provision. For all subversion of justice practiced by the Freemasons or any other organization to which my ancestors or I belonged. For the collaboration of the Freemasons in the satanic conspiracy to rule the world. Father God, I confess to you that when my ancestors and I complained against you, we gave Satan a legal right to put the destroyer in our bloodlines. And when we rebelled against you and rejected your rightful place as our God, we gave Satan a legal right to deceive us with all the gods of the Gentiles. Some of us committed the sin of idolatry by joining Freemasonry. Even if they or we joined Freemasonry ignorant of its true nature, we are nevertheless guilty of all of its sins. I acknowledge your justice in putting a curse on our bloodlines for this sin and the many sins that followed either by commission or by allegiance to the organization committing the sins. These sins include, in addition to those already confessed, all the atrocities of satanic ritual abuse practiced at secret levels of Freemasonry, blasphemous rituals, blood sacrifices, animal and human sacrifice, sexual sacrifices, rape, bestiality, sexual immorality, illegitimate births, breeding babies for the purpose of sacrificing them, torture, murder, violence, and mind control by electrovolt overload, withholding normal love, soul shattering, torture, programming, and demonization of infants and children, plus any others. Thank you for your mercy toward me when you called me to yourself and gave me faith to believe in your Son Jesus' atonement for me on the cross. He has made a curse for me, so I no longer have to live under any curse. I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to forgive all of this generational iniquity in my bloodlines, to cleanse it away so curses do not come down on me or to my children to a thousand generations. I ask you, Jesus, to cleanse my body, soul, and spirit, and to deliver me of all the effects of this generational iniquity. Now, dear Father God, I ask humbly for the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, to cleanse me from all these sins I have confessed and renounced, to cleanse my spirit, soul, and every part of my body which has been affected by these sins, in Jesus' name. Now, this next piece is literally a prophetic act. As we pray that, if you feel like you need to take something off, sometimes if you're praying for someone that's literally been bound in this, it's good for them to literally take these things off. Lord Jesus, I ask you to destroy the spiritual equivalents of the physical objects used in masonry that I now symbolically remove to give to you: the hoodwink, which is a blindfold, the veil of mourning, the mail around the neck, the noose which I cut from around the neck and together with the cable toe running down the body, the ring of the false Freemasonry marriage covenant which I renounce, and from the ring finger of the right hand, the bondage of the Freemasonry on the body, the ball and chains from the ankles, all Freemasonry effects, regalia, and armor, especially the apron, all Ku Klux Klan and other secret organizational regalia. I renounce every evil spirit associated with Masonry and witchcraft and all other sins, and in the name of Jesus Christ, I command Satan's evil spirits to be bound up into one, leaving nothing of evil remaining, and to leave me now, touching or banning no one, and to go to the place appointed for you by the Lord Jesus, never to return to me or my family. I claim the promise of God's word that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Jesus, I ask to be delivered from every spirit of sickness, infirmity, curse, affliction, addiction, disease, or allergy associated with these sins that I have confessed and renounced, and I ask you to heal me and my family of all effects they have had. I surrender to God's Holy Spirit and to no other spirit all the places in my life where these sins have affected me. I ask you, Lord, fill me and baptize me in your Holy Spirit according to your promises in your word. I take to myself the whole armor of God promised in Ephesians 6 and rejoice in its protection as Jesus surrounds me with his Holy Spirit. I enthrone you in my heart, Lord Jesus, for you are my Lord and Savior and my source of eternal life. Thank you, God, for your mercy, your forgiveness, and your love. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. So I'm just going to end, and then if you want to stay after, it's 1 o'clock. Father, I say in place of all of these things that have been counterfeited, I release now upon my brothers and sisters a fresh measure of the gifts and the fruit of your Spirit, that they will function along with their five senses to know you intimately. Lord, that they will know your love, your joy, your peace, your patience, your kindness, your goodness, your gentleness, your faithfulness, and your self-control in every situation, unencumbered by the pulls of the past from the enemy. Lord, I say that by the gifts of your Spirit, they will move forward into every situation, whether they be word gifts or whether they be power gifts or whether they be great articles and manifestations of faith. Lord, I say, baptize them as they have asked. Lord Jesus, fill them continually with greater measures of your Spirit so that they will be your ambassadors, setting captives free. In Jesus' name, amen.